morning, everybody. Carson Horn here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check your agricultural news on K101. We're back after this.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services. It's the 67th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Convention speakers include NCBA's Jennifer Houston, Cattlemen Beef Board Chair Chuck Coffey, and opening session keynoter Congressman Frank Lucas. And this year's trade show will be bigger and better than ever. Registration information available on the website at okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th in Norman.
Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The Oklahoma wheat harvest is in the final stretch and is wrapped up in most places, that according to the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. In its final harvest report for the season, issued Tuesday, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission stated that producers are still having challenges in parts of north-central Oklahoma, along with the I-35 corridor around Tonkawa, Ponca City, Blackwell, and Brayman areas due to heavy moisture this past week. Producers are also reportedly wrapping up in the Panhandle regions, with most areas hopeful to finish by the end of the week. Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, Mike Schulte, remarked that while it has been an extremely challenging year across the state to get harvest completed, most areas had favorable yields, with satisfactory test weights and decent protein levels. He continued to say that the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is calling this 2019 harvest to be at 96% complete as of Tuesday. Based on the reports, though, from elevator managers and producers, test weights will be in the 58-pound to 59-pound per bushel range. The crop was later to maturity in many parts and allowed several producers to get part of the crop harvested before some of the test weights were impacted. The state was also fortunate to have more favorable conditions in parts of southern and western Oklahoma, where many locations had 59-pound to 60-pound per bushel test weight averages. Yields across the state also have been favorable, with several reports of wheat making in the mid-40s to mid-50s. Protein quantities and qualities have been higher than expected and have trended higher in Oklahoma as harvest progressed north. While proteins ranged all over the board this year, kernel size and protein quality has been favorable. The Oklahoma protein average for the state is reported within a range of 11.1 to 11.5% for this 2019 crop. In other news, vesicular stomatitis continues to spread, according to a follow-up release from Oklahoma State veterinarian Dr. Rod Hall. Apparently, it's been confirmed that new premises and new counties in Texas, New Mexico, and Colorado have now been affected. The state veterinarian's office first alerted the public about the spread of the disease last week. Both horses and livestock are susceptible to this viral disease. Stakeholders are asked to please be aware that horses and livestock traveling to affected counties will need to be examined by a veterinarian and have a certificate of veterinary inspection within 5 days of returning to Oklahoma. Horses and livestock being imported to Oklahoma must meet the same requirements. The Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry is requesting that anyone who discovers suspicious lesions on their livestock to contact and report it to the state veterinarian's office. And more to come here today on K101. We're back in just a moment.
Discover new products and services at Cattle U and Trade Show, July 31st and August 1st at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Practical and useful learning for cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders. Enjoy 2 days of keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and industry panels while becoming BQA certified. Register at CattleU.net. Make it a family trip and plan to attend Dodge City Days and the Roundup Rodeo. Cattle U and Trade Show, a High Plains Journal event. For details and registration, go to CattleU.net.
A lot more agricultural news up on our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Check it out. Carson Horn here on the Radio Oklahoma Network for K101.